The Rebbe goes on in the Sicha, the Rebbe says that this Enyan that we talk about of this universal unity of seeing, of revealing in the world the universal unity between all people and all things as they are in the context of the service of serving Hashem, you can connect this with Parsha Shkolim, which that year Vayakel was Parsha Shkolim, because again there were two others. So it says, the Rebbe says, there's the question that's brought in many commentaries and in Chassidus as well. How come it says in the Pasuk that tells you to give a half a shekel, why does the Pasuk tell you that you should know that a whole shekel is Esrim Geira HaShekel? That a whole shekel is made up of 20 Geira. Why does it tell you the measurement of a whole shekel when it's telling you when the commandment is to give a half a shekel? So it should just say, give 10 gera, or give a half a shekel. Why does it have to emphasize that you're giving half of 20 gera? So then he explains that machzis ha-shekel alludes to this idea of the unity of the Jewish people. And therefore we emphasize that when a Jew finds himself on his own, a Jew on his own is only a half. In order to be a complete shekel, in order to shekel HaKadosh, in order to achieve and accomplish in holiness, he has to unify, he has to become one with another Jew, to the point that he becomes unified with all, each and every Jew, which is the fulfillment of the mitzvah of Ahavta Re'acha Kamecha. That we know that the meaning of Re'acha is not just the Jew who's nearby, but even a Jew that's on the other end of the world. And the reason is, as the Alter Rebbe says in Tanya, because each and every Jew is a chelik Eloika mimal mamish, each and every Jew is literally a part of God above. And the essence of a thing, when you grasp a part of it, you grasp all of it, so they're all part of one essence. Therefore, all of the Jewish people are one existence. And the Rebbe adds, and even if there's a situation or a circumstance where you need to negate something, there's something negative about the other person that needs to be corrected, even then that has to be done out of a sense of unity. When you feel a unity with that person, then you find a way to correct it, which is B'darki Nayim or B'darki Shalom. You find a peaceful and pleasant way to correct the other person because of that oneness and connection that you feel with them. So in order to accomplish this unity in the world and amongst the Jewish people, which is the idea of Vayakel, you have to start with the unity between yourself and your Creator. And that's also one of the explanations of why it says, why it's a machzis ha-shekel, but it says esrim geira, because the 20 geira alludes to the fact that the Eibishter, as he that the Jewish people are one half, the Eibishter is the other half, the Jewish people and the Eibishter are all one existence, to the point that each is half of the whole. And this is alluded to in the 20 geira, because the Eibishter, as he manifests through the 10 spheres, and a Jew, as he's expressed through the 10 faculties of his soul, together make one entity of 20. So the Rebbe explains this in connection with the first thing that a Jew does in the morning is he says, Maida ani lefanecha. This is a recurring theme in the Sichas of the Rebbe. In the last week's Sichas that I once spoke about the union of Maida ani. So he says, there's two things, there's two parts. Maida is expresses a Jew's Aveda, that his submission to the Eibishter. Ani lefanecha, I am before you, expresses the idea that a Jew is inherently connected to the Eibishter. The inherent connection that exists between a Jew and the Eibishter. So, the Rebbe says, we emphasize the Maida before the Ani lefanecha, because that's his job, is in this world, is to reveal and express the unity that's expressed in the world of words of Ani lefanecha. And the Rebbe says this also includes, the Rambam refers to the people who are asleep. You need to wake up those people who are asleep in the who are lulled to sleep by the foolishness of this world. So, in order to wake a person up from such a sleep, the first thing is that he has to know that he's absolutely one with the Eibishter. So the Rebbe says that this is even more emphasized in the times that we're living in now, in recent years, just we see the Vayakel, the ingathering in a literal sense, because we find that more and more Jews are gathering to Eretz Yisrael, more than ever before in previous generations. And the Rebbe mentions that, by the way, our Rabbeim never were in Eretz Yisrael. And even the Friedrich Rebbe did go to visit, he said he's only going to visit because he didn't have access to the grave sites of his ancestors back in Russia, and that he was only visiting in order to visit the grave sites there. So the Rebbe says that the lesson from all this, is from Parsha Shkolim, is to add in the giving of tzedakah, because in tzedakah there are many different levels, giving a tenth, giving a fifth, and then there's kol ha'shel ish yitim bad nafsha, that everything a person has, he gives away for the betterment of his soul. The Rebbe says, and to make resolutions on Shabbos already, and even to start by giving food and drink, because you can't give cash on Shabbos. And even the manner of which a person gives is also alluded to in Parsha Shkolim, because it says that the reason why you give half the shekel, is to pay for the karbonis of the tzibur, for the public sacrifices. And since we know that the idea of a sacrifice is that you're supposed to give of yourself as a karbon, the Alter Rebbe says, Adam ki yakrav mikam, you have to give, the idea of a karbon, of coming close to God, is giving up yourself, your own animal soul. So the same thing, that your involvement in tzedakah should be, you should be completely immersed in the involvement in tzedakah in every aspect of your being, that in you should be using your mind and your heart and thinking about it and talking about it, that's the manner in which you should be giving tzedakah. And and through this, we speed up the redemption, which should come immediately, and then the Eibishter does his tzedakah work, which, as it says, by gathering and all the Jewish people, as it says, Kahal Gadol Yeshuvu Eina, a great ingathering will return here. But that's the Eibishter's tzedakah, which he does as a result of our tzedakah.